So ProPublica did something really simple in terms of clever reporting. The official line from Facebook is hate speech is in violation of our community standards and we don't tolerate it. The reality is Facebook is creating tools to sell it. ProPublica decided to go into Facebook, not as a regular user, but into the advertising section. It's automated online. They didn't call a customer service line. And they selected terms like, we want to target ads to people who express interest in Jew hater and how to burn Jews.
Those exact phrases.
Yes, those exact phrases. And Facebook accepted their money, $30, and placed the ad, which in this case wasn't anti-Semitic material. It was just a link to a news article. Mm. Then ProPublica called Facebook and said, you know, you guys are letting us target to anti-Semitic subgroups. Those ad terms have since disappeared from the platform, and Facebook says they weren't common or widespread.
But still, it seems like a big oversight on their part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and think of it this way. Facebook's business is based on letting advertisers do exactly what ProPublica did, which is targeting the most personal, even insidious parts of ourselves, okay? There's an industry term for this. It's called psychographic marketing. In the old days, if you were placing ads, you relied on demographics. But with psychographics, you go deeper. You don't just advertise to, say, men in Baltimore age 19 to 35 who are black. You can add interests like cop killer. And if Facebook finds and zaps that term, you pick a proxy, you know, say a band or a movie that's all about mulling down cops.